This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have DJ Bien-Aimé of ESPN who covers the Texans on our Rude Guest Hotline right now. So, DJ, when was the first time you heard about Tunsil possibly being traded and Washington possibly being in that destination?
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of it happened pretty fast, and it's still not pretty. I'm sure they talked over it a few days, but in terms of it getting to the finish line, it happened fairly quickly, within a couple of hours. I think that, you know, Laramie's camp and whatnot, they had a feeling that the trade could have come down the pipe, but they weren't necessarily too sure. And then obviously we saw now he's a Commander. So I think that, you know, the Commanders are getting a very, very good, borderline great left tackle. I think that this, you know, adding a guy like Laramie for Jaden Daniels and his ability to pass, you know, for his pass blocking ability, the 5-time Pro Bowler, I mean, he had one of the lower pressure rates allowed according to next-gen stats, and I think it was around eight. He was one of the lowest ones in the NFL last year amongst all left tackles with at least 500 pass block snaps. I'm still kind of in shock that Houston got rid of a guy that, you know, was their best offensive lineman on the O-line that stunk. Especially, like, since he was really good in 2023 and in 2024, he was still good. Like, obviously, like, there were some plays that he could have had back, like, not being able to pick up stunts. But, you know, for them, it was mainly, like, get ahead of it versus get ahead of it in the sense of he's due a lot of money in the next couple of years. Better to, you know, get that off your books, get ready for paying C.J. Will and Stingley and kind of go from there. So, I think that, you know, the Commanders are going to benefit greatly from having arguably one of the best offensive tackles in the entire NFL.
And so this is what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to figure out the same thing you are, the reason why they're doing this. And it looks like money-wise and some guys on deck they have to pay, DJ, that makes sense. But I wonder if there's something to our line was bad anyhow. We could pay him and it's still bad, or we could try to use draft picks and reallocate and maybe kind of start fresh on that part of the ball? I mean, again, I don't know. I'm guessing. Just give me your take.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad guess, but I do think that when you have a rookie on it, you know, a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, well, not rookie quarterback, but a quarterback on his rookie deal, That's when you spend the most and you try to strike when the iron's hot and try to get a Super Bowl, right? And D'Amico has mentioned how they want to get over the hump. And I get, you know, retooling the offensive line makes sense. But getting rid of your best, the only offensive lineman that was respectable last year, the only one, I think they could be taking a step back in that category, right? I truly think so. Because, again, no matter who you draft in the first round with your pick, none of them are going to have the impact that Laramie Tunsil had in year one. They're just not going to. Because offensive linemen take time to develop. So, yeah, some guys hit the ground running like Slater in L.A. But not everybody hits the ground running completely. So, and again, they're picking back in the first round. So I think, in my opinion, it's a mistake. I don't necessarily think that, you know, like, I get it. Trying to retool the offensive line, things of that nature, because it was bad, and trying to reset it. But still, I think they could have bit the bullet for one more year and then dealt with that next year. And then if you had to make a move, but at least try to go get that Super Bowl this year. But, you know, it is what it is. And now the Commanders have the, you know, adding a guy like that. And now you fortify the offensive line and give it to the point where you can almost go toe-to-toe in the trenches. Obviously, still got to add a few more pieces, but go toe-to-toe with the Eagles.
What do you make of the return for Houston? They give up the 4 this year, but they get a 3 this year and then a 2 and a 4 next year.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Not great. Not great. I mean, unless you're going to use it to move up in the draft, then okay, but... And I could see them doing that because they moved up the draft 2023 and they moved down in the draft 2024. So they've shown that they're willing to make moves and be aggressive in the draft. However, if they say hypothetically they stay put, there's no way they're going to draft in the third round. It's going to have the impact that Laramie Tunsil had in terms of pass blocking for them in the last few years, in my opinion. So, you know, I get it. I mean, I get getting out in front of it and not allowing, you know, not paying him because you got to pay Stingley, Will Anderson, possibly Danielle Hunter again, and CJ. I get that. That makes sense, right? But if you're trying to get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl, I just don't know how that gets you closer. And here's the thing, they still need receiver help. I get they got Christian Kirk. That's not Christian Kirk and Nico Collins. Let's be honest. That's not putting fear in a lot of people's hearts because it's really just, again, the Nico show at that point. Most teams, especially teams that want to win that aren't, unless you got Holmes, Josh Allen, Lamar, you need multiple 1A receivers. We just saw with the Eagles, right? So, again, like, they still got other holes to fill. And, again, you know, their mistake is going to be the Commanders' rewards.
DJ, was he ever like an agitator or a problem, or was there any kind of locker room drama? I'm doing the same thing you are, trying to put the pieces together on this. Was there ever an issue with him?
No, in terms of like with his teammates, never. Like, he was one of the guys that like everybody talked to, like everybody could like converse with, everybody. You know, like he was never, even though he was always usually the highest paid until like last year, Danielle is the highest paid. He was never ever standoffish from people in the locker room, and he was never set in office with people in the media for the most part, right? As long as you made a concerted effort. So, like, he was never, ever a cancer in that aspect. Now, could there have been times where he could have taken more leadership and more ownership of, like, certain things going on with the offensive line in terms of, like, being on pickup stunts? Yeah, I could say he could have been a little more vocal. But, again, like, he's one of the guys that was trying to, like, when Kenyon Green, the left guard, was struggling immensely, he was one of the guys that was trying to uplift him and give him confidence. Because there were points last year with left guard Kenyon Green, number 76,
was getting absolutely torched on the field, off the field, by all kinds of preventive, by coaches, by anybody you can imagine. He's getting torched by everyone, people that are trying to help him, you know what I'm saying, uplift him in that aspect. So I think, man, in terms of being a cancer in the locker room, no, none at all. Like, Laramie's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Laramie, you stay out the way. You don't get in trouble. You just like to travel. That's about it. Like, Laramie, you know, I know in Houston, there's some people saying, coach, you know, overturning the culture in the offensive line room. That's hogwash. Like, I don't understand. He's not the nastiest player out there. No, I'm going to pass block and lock that down. I'm not the dirtiest in the run game. He could be a little bit better there. But in terms of, like, you know, he might not have that nastiness that you want at a tackle all the time. But shoulder shrugs, right? Like, there's not that many guys that can block Miles Garrett one-on-one and hold him and shut him down in a playoff game like he did in 2023 when the Texans beat the Browns 45-14. In a playoff game in 2023, D'Amico Ryan's and C.J. Stroud's rookie debut season. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can get a guy that's nasty all you want, but if he can't block a toothpick coming off the edge, who cares? You know what I'm saying? So, like, in terms of, like, culture and all, you know, like, I can tell you this. Laramie was far from that. I can vouch that to the ends of the earth. In terms of cult, like, and I've covered some guys that are, I don't mean to say bad locker room guys, but, you know, kind of like I covered Deontay Johnson, like bad. You know what? He got sent off pretty quickly. So he obviously had some issues cancer room wise. So I've covered guys like that. So I know the difference. Laramie was on the opposite end of that, on the complete opposite end of that. You know what I mean? Like giving guys advice about their money, giving them advice about what to do off the field and who you should mingle with and who you shouldn't mingle with, all that. Like, bad locker room guy? Absolutely far from it.
Yeah, it's just confounding that he was available. Guys like him for non-first-round picks, you just don't see it very often. DJ, it's really good info and insight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, DJ.
No problem.
Much appreciated. Covering the Texans, great insight on the locker room. And Laramie Tunsil.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.